Okay.
So I am recording this as a practice because my friends invited me to provide a little bit of knowledge, I guess, a little nature nugget is what we're calling them on their podcast, and I need to practice. I already tried doing this. I dropped the phone in the middle of me recording, so I missed more than half of what I talked about. So we're going to try this again. This is recording number two. All right. So today I wanted to talk about the KPG impact that is known for wiping out the dinosaurs. It's an absolutely horrific yet fascinating story. So as many people know, there was a very large asteroid that struck Earth millions of years ago. And you may have heard that this caused a great global cooling. All of this is true in regards to the scientific research that has been completed, but do you know how it caused the global cooling? And do you know what they actually think happened? If not, keep listening. The Cretaceous Paleogene, also known as the KPG boundary, is an actual geological signature that is located on every continent on Earth and originates from the KPG impact site, which is located along the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. This KPG boundary is extremely important because all fossil evidence of dinosaurs stops after this quote-unquote moment in time on Earth. It's the point in time in which all dinosaurs and 70% of life on the planet was completely destroyed. So here's what went down about 65 million years ago. As an asteroid that was an asteroid that was approximately 6 miles in diameter came crashing down on Earth. 6 miles in diameter. So just imagine that when this giant asteroid made contact with the Earth, you would have had to look 6 miles into the atmosphere in order to see the other side of this absolutely monstrous piece of rock. And just as a reference, planes typically fly between 5 and 7 miles up from the ground. So this is a really big rock, you guys. When the asteroid hit the Earth, its impact created a molten lake of rock the size of Los Angeles, the size of the city of Los Angeles, and the creator, oh my gosh, and a crater that was about 112 miles in diameter. That's insane, okay? That's reaching across state lines. Bananas. The Earth where the asteroid hit was literally turned inside out, and the debris from the impact flew 50 miles into the atmosphere, reaching space because of the size of this asteroid. When the asteroid hit, there would have been a blinding light as the asteroid streaked, or excuse me, I'm sorry. There would have been a blinding light as the asteroid streaked across the atmosphere. And once the asteroid actually collided with the Earth, a superheated flash would have rushed through the surrounding jungles and hundreds of miles of land and sea and lit everything on fire. Everything. After the fire, there was a massive earthquake that was thousands. Yes. Thousands of times stronger than any earthquake ever recorded in history. Anything that was standing on land would have buckled and caused that animal's bones to shoot up into the body. It would have been a really horrific way to die. And with that massive earthquake, would have then come a massive tsunami that submerged the entire southern states of America. Okay? This is not a town, this is not a city, this is not even a county. These are multiple states that were completely submerged by water. After all of this devastation on the earth, there was still another nightmare. So remember how I said all that debris went shooting 50 miles up into the atmosphere and up into space? Yes, you know how what comes up must come down? That debris would have come back down to earth. But upon its re-entering into the atmosphere, it would have been even more heated. Excuse me, it would have been heated even more so than it already was from the asteroid's impact. And it literally would have been raining flaming debris. It was raining fire, you guys. Fire. And this would be like all over the world. Like it was raining fire everywhere. And in addition to this, There was so much carbon dioxide and sulfur that was released into the atmosphere due to the asteroid's impact. And these elements, what they did is that they, well, this is what the scientists say. They said that all of those elements, they would have combined with the ash from the fires that were created by the impact of the asteroid, in addition to the raining fire that was coming down from space. And it would have created this thick, impenetrable dark cloud, preventing sunlight from reaching the Earth. And as the sulfur continued to cool and collect in the atmosphere, you know, as it would, well, there's a lot of science in there, but basically, you know, as it would eventually rain, it was all acid rain because of the high concentration of sulfur that was now in the atmosphere. And I'm just going to guess that the acid rain probably wasn't the acid rain that we know about and that we experience today. That acid rain, while it is damaging, it's not something that you would have to necessarily worry about, you know, burning through your skin or just burning through all of the plant life on Earth. That's kind of what they say happens back at this time. So, yeah, it's totally different. But what ended up happening after, you know, once these rains started, so for all of the organisms that actually managed to survive from the impact of the asteroid, of course, you know, this is going to be the organisms that are on the other side of the Earth, because anything that was close to that asteroid is completely incinerated. But for all of those organisms that did manage to survive that initial impact, because of the rain of fire, massive amounts of carbon dioxide and sulfur in the atmosphere, and the acid rain, scientists estimate that about 99% of all those organisms, again, that survived the initial impact of the asteroid were killed. And this is in both land and sea, okay? If you were underwater, you were not safe. Scientists do say it took about 10,000 years, that's what they're guessing, for that molten lake, the one that was the size of Los Angeles, that was created by the impact of the asteroid to completely cool. Okay, 10,000 years it took for this lake to completely cool. And over the millions of years that followed, the site of the KPG impact eventually filled with water and marine life and large swaths of coral reef that actually flourished. Eventually, those coral reefs did die, but they created a large deposit of limestone in the Yucatan Peninsula, which is where the Mayans would eventually settle and flourish, in part because of the pockets of the fresh groundwater in the area that were created due to the impact of the asteroid and the following, you know, marine life that was created that were eventually fossilized to create this really crazy involved groundwater. But anyway, the Mayans, you know, they did settle there and they were able to in part survive because of that groundwater that was available to them. And in case you're wondering, these pockets of fresh groundwater, they're called cenotes. And there's an arc that was created in the Mayan settlement areas right around the Yucatan Peninsula, and that arc is the other half of the impact site of the asteroid that came down. So, you know, I hope you learned something new today. I hope you enjoyed that little piece of nature nugget, that little bit of science that I found out. If anybody wants to learn more about this, of course, you can look it up online. You can also go to Hulu and check out a show that I'm totally blanking on, but I'm going to look up to provide this information to my friend's podcast. But it's on Hulu, and it's something about, like, how the Earth was made or something like that. I don't know. I'll find out. But anyway, thanks for listening, and I guess I'll catch you next time. Bye.